Okay, so there was a Rabbi Ephraim Rokach who lived in Eretz Yisrael and came to America for a number of years in the 70s, and he wrote a sefer called Chachamim V'Torasam, Chachamim and their Torah, and in that sefer, it's a very nice sefer, he has a section of Divrei Torah he heard from Rabbi Soloveitchik when he attended the famous weekly shirim in Moriah in the city during that time period. In that time, Rabbi Soloveitchik was learning Maseches Tainis, and he has a number of ideas he heard from the Rav on Maseches Tainis. Now this, I did not see this in the Sefer Chachamim V'Torasam originally. It is actually brought in Rav Shechter's third Sefer, Divrei HaRav, and he quotes the Sefer over there, and then I went to look it up on my own. So this is from idea that he heard from Rabbi Soloveitchik in the weekly shir in Moriah in 1971. So it says here in our Gemara in Tainis Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Tan Rabbanan, Alin Yoma Delo Hisana Behon, Miktsasin Delo Misba Behon. There are days in which you shouldn't fast, days in which you shouldn't give hesped. Mereish Yarcha Denisan V'Atimna Bey. What are some of those periods that you should not fast, give hesped because of the joy of that day? From the first of Nisan until the eighth of Nisan. Those are days of Simcha. Why? Tikum Tamida, because the Korban Tamid was Miskayim. It was enabled to be upheld in that time. And then they also added on the debates over when Shavuot started between the period between the Tzedukim and the Chachamim and the Baitusim about at that period regarding Shavuot. Does that mean Sunday? Does that mean the day after the first day of Yontif? So this is what we find over here. So Rashi fills us in a little bit about what was so besimcha about the Korban Tamid. What was the big fight about offering the Korban Tamid? So Rashi says that during this period, the Perushim, the Chachamim, overcame the Tzedukim, overcame those people who were denying Torah Shebaal Peh, in a debate regarding the Korban Tamid. The debate was that the Tzedukim felt that the Korban Tamid, the Korban that we brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, Esakeves Echad Ta'aseh B'Boker, V'Esakeves HaSheni Ta'aseh Ben Arbayim, that could be paid for by an individual. An individual could take money out of his own pocket and pay for the animal for this Korban Tamid. They understood this was under the rubric, under the realm of an individual's right to pay for such an animal. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Esakeves Echad Ta'aseh B'Boker, V'Esakeves HaSheni Ta'aseh Ben Arbayim. Ta'aseh is a Lashon Yachid. It is singular. You bring this Korban, and therefore, that's how the Tzedukim felt it should be brought, by the individual's funds. However, the Chacham argues, no, it is a Korban Tzibur, the Korban Tam. The daily offering comes from the communal funds, from the Lishkas Hagazis. It comes from the money paid by the community. Why? Because it says, as Korbani lachmi l'yishai tishmeru l'akriv li b'moado. Tishmeru, you, the Jewish people, have to be shomer. In a lashon that it's plural, the rabbim, and therefore they argue that from this pasuk we see that the korban tamid comes from the communal offering, it comes from payment by the Jewish people as a group, not from the individual. So Rabbi Soloveitchik asks, really, the big simcha is that the chachamim showed the tzedukim that their dikduk and their Hebrew grammar was more correct and they had a right shot in the pasuk? That was the big simcha. The whole thing was a debate in how to darshan, whether it's Lashon Rabbah or Lashon Yachid, Tishmeru, Tasa, that was the big simcha. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, there must be something more to this debate than just a battle in good old-fashioned diktuk and how to look at that parsha. So he explained as follows. The Tzedukim claimed that the Korban Tamid was a Korban Yachid because they wanted to support a worldview that said that Torah and Mitzvos is not a chayev on the individual. It's not for every single person. It's for just the Yechidei Skula. Not everybody has to come to the Beis Medrash and learn. Not everybody has to be involved. You can sit at home and do what you want. And the very holy, the very special people, they'll go learn Torah, they'll go do the mitzvos, and I'll sit back and relax. And therefore, they held that the Korban Tamid, this Korban that represents the avod of the Jewish people, the service of the Jewish people, that's for very special people. That comes from the Yachid, the people who can afford out of pocket, the people who can make the down payment. Those people represent the Jewish people in the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Chachamim argue, no, the Korban Tamid, this daily offering that all of our tefillah is based upon, our whole connection to Hashem, this was the Korban of the Jewish people every single day. That represents that every single Jew, no matter where they are, no matter what they're doing, no matter where they are in life, no matter what they've accomplished, every single Jew is involved in the avoda of the Jewish people. Every single Jew is involved in avodas Hashem. Every single Jew is involved in Talmud Torah, in Tefillah, Tzedakah, Chesed. Everyone has a connection in some way whatsoever. I saw in the Sefer of Rabbi Mansur ben Shimon. Rabbi Mansur ben Shimon is the father-in-law of Rabbi Shalom Cohen, who's the Rosh Hashiv of Parat Yosef. So Rabbi Mansur ben Shimon writes in his Shemana Maor that the Rosh Tevos of Reach Nichochi Tishmeru Lahakriv, which are Reish Nun Tuf Lamed, is the gematria of Zeh Mishel Tzibor. So he finds a remez, a hint, in the language of Reach Nichochi Tishmeru Lahakriv, referencing the idea of Zeh Mishel Tzibor. So what does the Korban Tamid have to do with Maimon Har Sinai, though? What does it have to do with, you know, the connection to Torah and Mitzvos and the Korban Tamid? I get it, it's about davening, but what does it have to do with the whole entirety of the Jewish people being one unit altogether? Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. What's the connection between Avodas Hashem and our connection to the Torah and Hashem and the Korban Tamid? So Rabbi Salvechik cites the Pasuk in Bamidbar that says, Olas Tamid Hasuya Behar Sinai. But the Olas Tamid, the Tamid, reflects an aspect of Har Sinai, L'reach Nichoch Hishel Hashem. It should be in a pleasant smelling offering before Hashem. So what does the Pasuk mean? What does the Korban Tamid have to do with Har Sinai? So Rashi cites the Taurus Kohanim, who gives two explanations. The first explanation, Rashi says, is like those offered up during the days of the Miluim. Just like when they offered up the Miluim and they dedicated the Mishkan, which is a reflection of, you know, the Har Sinai and the experience of Har Sinai. So it's reflecting that Korban that was brought during the days of offering the Miluim, of setting up the Mishkan, and that's what the Korban Tamid is supposed to reflect. Then Rashi says, the Korban Tzibor is compared to the continual Korban Tamid offering of Har Sinai, the one offered before the giving of the Torah, where it says that Moshe took the blood and he put it in the basins and he sprinkled it on the people. And this teaches us that the Korban Tamid has a connection, that it requires a kli to accept the blood when you shech the Korban Tamid. So the Korban Tamid is meant to remind the Jew every single day of the events of Har Sinai and his responsibility to keep its laws and its mitzvahs. Just like by Maimon Har Sinai, there was a Kabbalas HaTorah for every single Jew, and it was a moment of Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. So too, says Rabbi Salvechik, the Korban Tamid belongs to every single Jew, because it's paid for from the Trumas HaLishka, paid for by the Jewish people, no matter how much was given. Therefore, the debate between the Tzedukah and the Chachamim was not only grammatical, but it was a foundational argument over the connection of each and every Jew. This Korban Tamid that represents our Sinai and our connection to the Torah and Avodah and Chesed, so this Korban Tamid needs to be brought by every single Jew, not just the individual. In regards to the giving of the Torah, we're informed at the very end of the Torah that Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Morasha, Kilas Yaakov. So Yaakov Kamenetsky asks, why do you use the name Yaakov? Right? Yaakov is the lower name. It's the more of the populous name of our forefathers. It should be that Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yisrael, the nation of Yisrael. So Yaakov says, because we know Yaakov is perhaps the less exalted name, Yisrael is the more exalted name, and therefore the Torah wants to tell us, when it comes to Torah being a Marasha, an inheritance, even Yaakov, even the people who are not perhaps on the level of Yisrael, even the Yaakovs who are simple and not on that exalted level, because Torah is shaykh to everyone. The Korban Tamid is from the Tzibor for every Jew involved. The Mishnah Avos says, "V'chol misha osik b'Torah tadir hareze misala." Anyone who studies Torah becomes elevated, and the Tiferes Yisrael explains that you might have thought maybe only people can earn a Keser Torah, the crown of Torah, if he has a great mind, he's very smart, he's a big masmid. Therefore, Chazal say, anyone who studies Torah becomes elevated. Anyone, even someone who's not so clever, not so where they thought they would be in learning. The Mishnah says in the next parak, the next Mishnah here in Pirkei Avos, Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, B'chol yom v'yom bas kol yotzas mehar chorev u'machrezes v'yomeres oy lehem labrios. Whoever doesn't learn Torah is going to be held accountable by Hashem, because everyone is shaykh to the Torah, everyone participates in the Korban Tamid, and everybody has a connection to Maimon Har Sinai.